Hi, everybody. Welcome back here to the David Vance podcast channel for another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about electric vehicles and how some of the stuff that is being rolled out fits very nicely in to the New World Order agenda. And I will explain what I mean in a second. Before I do that, just a gentle reminder, you can support the platform by buying me a coffee, link below, if you'd like to do that. And if you don't want to use that platform, there's DonorBox as well. You can buy me, you can drop a dollar or a pound in the hat. I'll leave it with you. So let's talk then about the electric vehicle scheme. Because I read with great interest that the RAC, no less, have suddenly woken up and realized that under the new scheme, homeowners without a driveway or a garage can expect electric vehicle charging costs to be almost £1,000 a year higher. What? Yeah. The study carried out by the electric car website electrifying.com found that UK motorists who are reliant on public infrastructure to charge their vehicles, they'll be paying about £91.75 a month compared to those who have off-street parking who'll pay about £13.75 a month. Well, that's a big difference. That's like an almost, what, 80 quid more a month you're paying. So therefore, over the year, yeah, that's the guts of about £1,000. This means that, yes, the average UK electric vehicle driver would pay around £78 a month rather than those who have access to a charger, £78 a month more than those who've got access to a charger at home, which is £936 in the year. And of course, highlight some of the cost challenges facing those who rely on charging at public charge points. Well, of course, you know, if people live in apartment blocks and tower blocks and places such as that, they're not going to have their own overnight spot. You know, that's not going to be, or they're not going to have their charging point outside their door. It's okay. If you're someone like me, I mean, I've got, you know, a reasonable amount of space around me. So, it wouldn't be a problem for me to have a charging point. If I wanted to have one, which I do. Why is that, David? Why is that? Have you gone electric vehicle mad? No, I haven't. But I've got a hybrid vehicle. And because it's a hybrid, I can charge it or I can put petrol in it. It suits me. And there is an advantage to such vehicles, I think, certainly from a tax point of view. But the point is well made here, though, that much more important than that is the fact that these electric vehicle owners who are going to pay the most will typically be less well off. They're going to end up paying more, get this, more for their electricity than they do now for petrol when fuel duties are excluded. A typical driver, it says, probably spends around 800 quid a year excluding fuel duties, which all EV drivers will have to pay in one form or another in the vehicle. So meanwhile, of course, the RAC, in the full knowledge of this, totally recommends electric vehicles. Do you think there's an agenda in play here over the whole electric vehicle thing? Because, of course, you know, if it's going to be so expensive, if certainly in a public spot, if you don't have your own access to home electricity to charge your car, then it's going to make you naturally restrict the amount of driving that you do. 15-mile cities, anybody? Do we see where this one might come together with the great reset that they want to put in place, where basically people don't travel more than a small perimeter around their own houses? And how do you achieve that? Well, you make it too expensive for them. That's how. You simply say, look, everyone, sorry, you've all got to go electric. You've got to get your electric vehicle. If you care about the polar bears, if you listen to Greta Thunberg and care about what the Swedish sage says, then you need to get your electric vehicle. And anyway, if you don't want to do that, by 2030, we're going to stop diesel vehicles and petrol vehicles. So we're going to force you into electric vehicles. And once they've forced us into electric vehicles, what are they going to do? Well, I guess, I mean, what they could do, I suppose, is they could ramp up the electric costs of those who charge at home from £13 a month to £90. They could do that, or they could just increase the whole shebang across the piece and basically because electric's going to become, you know, it's already an expensive thing. It's going to become more and more expensive. So this is an opportunity for government to do it, to achieve quite a lot of selective goals. It'll restrict how far you're able to travel, and it'll do this by virtue of the fact that it will make the electricity that you use to fill your vehicle up so blooming expensive. And that's, I think, nicely consistent with their plans for these, you know, 15-mile cities. And you don't really, everything you want is within a short, you know, 5-10 minute drive. So you don't need to use lots of electricity. Everything's going to be super duper fine. So I think there's a, you know, this is nefarious. And the fact that the RAC, you know, which is a motoring organization of long standing, could be aware of all this and still recommend electric vehicles is mind blowing. Well, I guess, you know, it's okay recommending electric vehicles if the people who are buying them live in the leafy suburbs and they've got lots of space around their house and they can put in their charge point. There may be a case for that. There may be a case for that. There may not. But there's no case to be made for people who live in apartment blocks, in some of these complexes where there's lots of there's loads of people living in very, very sort of box-like structures. In inner cities, there's just no way these people are going to be able to probably even afford it. But maybe that's the idea. You know, you live in the city, you don't have a car. That might be another way, I suppose, of looking at it. So it's only the people who live in the country, the more rural areas, who really have a car. And even then, they can make that really, really expensive for them too. I don't trust the thing this government's doing over electric vehicles. I mean, I love technology. Don't get me wrong. I'm a first adopter of pretty much everything. I've always been like this. So I love new tech, and I can appreciate some aspects of electric vehicle tech. But then I think about those, you know, the lithium and where it comes from to go into those car batteries, the cobalt. I think I've done shows on this in the past. And I think, you know, fundamentally, it is very anti-environment, the electric vehicle. Even if it's, you know, the driving is smooth on balance, I certainly wouldn't buy an electric car. I don't know about you. I just, at this point in time, would not be prepared to do that. My problem is that they may try to take away my ability to keep with my hybrid vehicle. I think hybrids are the way forward. Improve the distance of the battery in the hybrid vehicle, and that let drivers then have a choice. Ultimately, I think life should be about choice. But obviously, tyrannical governments have very different ideas. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this. If you do, hit the heart button as you leave and catch up with you guys real soon. Thank you so much for tuning in.